Hello, happy Friday, everyone. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and I want to discuss today how a faithful action can bless you, maybe immediately, maybe in the future. But if you're faithful, your actions will eventually bless you. Well, I want to share a story about a young preacher who had been away from home and was returning home, and he didn't have very much money, and he had been given an offering for his ministry. He knew that if he took out a tithe for that, that there would not be enough to cover his expenses to get home. Yet he still took out the tithe, and he happily gave it over to the Lord. And then he just started driving and thought, you know what, things will work out. Things will be just fine. Well, he drove until he needed gas, and he prayed that the Lord would provide for him. And on what he was sure was his very last bit of gasoline in his tank, he rolled into the gas station and got out of the car, and he counted what little change he had left in his pocket, and he told the attendant that he wanted whatever gas that amount of change would buy. Well, the attendant stuck the hose in the tank and started cleaning the windshield and noticed that there was a Bible on the front seat of the car. And the attendant just kept going with the gas, and the preacher started to get really concerned and said, you know, I don't have a lot of money. You really need to stop the gas tank because I'm not going to be able to afford that. And the attendant replied just like, okay, just kind of nonchalantly like, okay, whatever. And then he let the gas pump just go and go and go and filled it all the way to the top. And then he led the preacher inside the station, and he reached up on a really high shelf in the gas station and pulled out an old lunchbox, a little lunch bucket that was really battered and worn. And he said, are you by chance a preacher? And the preacher nodded and said, well, yeah, I am. And he explained that he was on his way home from a meeting and that he was about to run out of money. And the attendant said, oh, well, you know, I had an inkling that you were a preacher, and I saw the Bible in the car. And he said, I'm Christian, but we don't have a good church around here. And so I've been setting aside the Lord's money and asking him to show me what to do with it. And he really felt like this guy was the answer to his prayers. So he reached in and grabbed a fistful of bills out and gave them to the preacher and said, this will take care of your tank of gas, and also whatever else you need on your way home, this should cover it. So the preacher, obviously, when he started out this journey, he didn't have enough money, and he knew that it was going to be a challenge for him to get home. Yet he just trusted in the Lord that he was going to be able to get home and that the Lord would provide for him. And the attendant also did that. The attendant didn't have a preacher nearby, and so he just put his trust in the Lord that if he paid his tithing and set it aside, that the Lord would provide for him. And in turn, both of these men were blessed. Well, Katie Kaufman, an author of 2 Timothy Winning the Victory, said, do your part to help reap a harvest and trust God to do his part. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Jennifer Stagg. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Today's song is Not My Will by Dallin Bayless.